Track 17. The Quiz Answers. Alison is now back with the answers to this month's quiz.
So how did you do with this month's Just Talk Pop Music and Artists of the 1970s quiz? Hands up if you think you've got more than five correct. Well done for just taking part, I'd say. So without further ado, let's hear those answers in full. We asked for question one, can you name the song from these lyrics? Well, you can tell by the way I use my walk, I'm a woman's man, no time to talk. It was Stayin' Alive by the Bee Gees from the film Saturday Night Fever. Disco-tastic! Question two, we asked you, what was the best-selling single of the 1970s in the UK? The answer was, surprisingly, Mull of Kintyre by Wings. Those bagpipes. Question three. Which rock band released 70s albums Paranoid and Masters of Reality? It was those heavy metal masters, Black Sabbath. Question four. We asked you, what was the best-selling film soundtrack of the 1970s in the UK? There were a few big movie musicals that decade, but out in the lead was Saturday Night Fever, with the big teeth of the Bee Gees at the forefront. Before the answer to question five, I must confess I have a Police record. It is Message in a Bottle by the Police. Oh well, never mind. That old joke will sting. Moving on. Question six asked about the 2022 film Rocket Man, charting the rise of which 1970s musical superstar? And of course, it was Elton John. Here's another tricky one. Question seven was, what is the real name of KC from KC and the Sunshine Band? Well, the name comes from his surname. His whole name is Harry Wayne Casey. Get it? Casey? KC? Question 8 asked, which song from the movie musical Grease sold the most singles in the UK? It could have been one of many. Summer Nights, Hopelessly Devoted to You, or even Grease Lightning. But it was the smash hit, You're the One That I Want, that outsold all the others. Another tricky one here. Question 9 asked you, which Led Zeppelin song famously references Norse mythology? Well, the answer is Immigrant Song. And the final question, number 10, wanted to know which member of the Electric Light Orchestra left to form the band Wizard in July 1972. You'll get it when I say it was Roy Wood. If you think of Wizard's enormous Christmas hit, always introduced as Roy Wood and Wizard. Well, be honest, how did you do this month? I think I got a few correct, but do let us know. We aren't keeping a scorecard of winners, it's just nice to hear from you. And I'll be back next month with another brain teaser from Bob himself. Bye!
Thank you, Alison. I did not get a single one right, but I hope our listeners did a lot better.